Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18
plus. Hi everybody, this is the Cricket Badger podcast.
Each badger marks the track with its own scent.
His black legs are short but very powerful for digging. The name badger probably comes from the French word bêcher, meaning digger.
Hello everybody, welcome along. Day one has been played in Hyderabad, and England's probably coming off the worst of it, I think it's fair to say. I saw the graphic on the TV screen that India had won sessions two and three, maybe the first session tied for whatever that graphic's worth, but I'm joined by Phil Naman. Welcome along, Naman. Nice to see you again. And Neil is back as well. And so we're just going to have a very quick chat about day one. And start with you, Neil, from an Indian perspective. I thought India bowled quite nicely after England's opening stand, 55, wasn't it, the openers put on, turned the screw, gradually suffocated England. Lots of batters getting a start. Nobody apart from Ben Stokes really kicking on.
Yeah, I think that's very fair. I thought that Duckett and Crawley did well against some good seam bowling. There were a number of balls that went past the edge. But they cashed in where they could, and I thought they looked very bright. But once the spinners came on, it was almost like England reverted for a little while into the scared team that we saw towards the end of the tour last time. And it took a little bit of calm and positivity from Root and Bairstow to really get things back on track, because what we saw from how they played and certainly how some other players played was that, yeah, it was spinning, but there were runs there if you waited for the right ball. And
it goes back to what we said last night, that I don't mind spinning tracks. It's when it pops through the surface on day one, the surface starts breaking up almost immediately. That surface isn't doing. It's quite hard. It's quite solid. It's just turning off the top of it. And that's fine. As long as you know, it's both, same for both sides. Phil, come to you. I know you were ranting away on our WhatsApp group earlier about Ollie Pope. He didn't look particularly at home today, did he? I think out for one off 11 balls. And it reminded me of the Ollie Pope of old. He looked a little bit frenetic, a little bit confused at the crease.
Yeah, it looked like hard work. And he's coming into it with really poor form. And the idea is going to find that form immediately. Obviously, we've got to wait for him to get in. He's not going to do it that way. So hopefully the second innings he'll bed down and just play himself into a bit of form. I don't think Bazball, if we can use that term, really lends itself to players taking that time to acclimatise themselves.
It does lend itself to the coaches backing them and giving them that time, though, doesn't it? So he'll undoubtedly have the entire series.
Yeah, I for all our sakes, that he comes good. But it wasn't great this morning, and he's going to have to really buckle down in that second innings.
Massive fan of Ollie Pope himself, but I don't think he's a very good player of spin. Naman, welcome back to the Cricket Badger podcast. Naman, I know you're enjoying your wedding yesterday, so couldn't join us for the preview. But from the India bowler's perspective, who was the standout for you in the field?
Yes, all three spinners. Yes, Stokes was taking on Jadeja and he had to do it. But overall, I believe Ashwin, Naxar and Jadeja, all three were just brilliant over there. I feel there is some inexperience over there in England's batting lineup because more onus is on Root and Stokes over there. Bairstow has come out from injury. But top three, I guess it's Duckett's first tour right now. And yes, I wasn't surprised left-handed facing Ashwin and getting LBW right away. So we have seen that before. So overall, I feel it was India's day. Yes, they were good in parts, England, but I feel that they should have shown more application. Maybe baseball and everything should have been started from third test onwards because they'll take time to adjust on such ranked turners. So I feel more application should have been shown. But overall, I feel we bowled really well and Jaiswal Jain just ended the day superbly.
Neil, I think my perspective anyway is that Ben Stokes seems to be the only person that actually really gets baseball, what it actually is supposed to be, that you take your time when the conditions are tough and hard and you have to grind it out and then maybe open your shoulders when you get the opportunity to later on. Had no choice because he was batting with the tail later on, but he showed a lot of patience early on, got himself in and it gave himself the chance, didn't he, to actually then explode a bit later on. The rest of them maybe taking on a shot too many. I mean, the ball that got Johnny Bairstow was an absolute corker, but a lot of batters maybe contributing a tad.
Yeah. Although I'd also give a lot of credit to Rohit, especially for, Bairstow's dismissal, that was just a great ball, but he was being forced to play a lot of risky shots. He was cutting a lot right off the stumps, and Root kept on sweeping off his own stump, not just when he was outside of off. Even his dismissal, ball was outside off, but we'd already seen that there was bounce, so a sweep was always at risk of a top edge. And
it was the bounce that did him, wasn't it, to get him?
Yeah, in that that case, definitely. But Rohit had plugged a lot of the release shots. They were having to take risks to score runs. I think as far as baseball goes, that was almost a traditional innings from Stokes, wasn't it? He was careful. He didn't take undue risks through the start. And then, when they were eight down, to be fair, it was only when Hartley started going that he scored his first boundary and really started playing expansively at all.
I'm not sure those switch hit sweeps were traditional there, Neil.
But that they were only really played during the partnership with Hartley and afterwards. Yeah. I think it was certainly when he got his first boundary because he'd already faced something like 40,
didn't it take
50, of that.
53 balls, I think it took for him to get his first boundary. Something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he only, he respected what the pitch was. I think baseball means a lot of things to a lot of different people because, it's just a phrase coined by Andrew Miller and it doesn't really encompass everything. Stokes wants aggressive play, but I don't think he wants reckless play from the team.
He doesn't want uncontrolled aggression, does he? He wants controlled aggression.
I think half the issue was that to convince people to play positively and aggressively, he went way over the other way at the start of his tenure as captain. But then once he saw that people had got it, he's reined it back in and, he chooses his moments. It's generally against the left-hand spinner. We've seen Maharaj. Can't remember if it was Santner for New Zealand. A number of them have been absolutely smoked. Jadeja doesn't go for runs in India. Mm. And he got taken down today, but it was at the right time.
I don't think anybody bats better with the tail than Ben Stokes, Phil.
He's often left with the tail, isn't he? Because the top order maybe lets him down, but he's able to control that tail, isn't he? He kind of takes. I mean, I'm going to come on to Rohit Sharma's captaincy towards the end with Naman in a second, but Ben Stokes with the tail is phenomenal.
Yeah, I think he genuinely trusts them. Obviously, he let Hartley have his head today and have his swing. And I thought Hartley batted pretty well given the circumstances. But he seems to change his approach depending on who the batsman was. He definitely went far more conservative when Leach got there, but he trusted everyone else to take a single and look after themselves. And because of that ability, England went from looking down the barrel of sub 200 all out to 250 when we got it. I was pretty content with that, to be honest, given where we were at various points in the day. His batting with the tail continues to be very impressive.
Yeah, the final total, Phil, England make 246. I thought at one stage it could easily have been 160, maybe 150 or less, because they were falling apart at the seams. But Stokes with the tail, 246 doesn't sound a lot, but if that track does deteriorate as the match progresses, it maybe gives England a sniff.
Well, when we got to the 246, I felt reasonably optimistic. I think my instinct was India would go past it, but I felt they might not go past it by much. Unfortunately, the bowling has given them an 80-run head start before we've found a length, and that is an absolute kick in the guts. But the total itself, in the context of a game that might be relatively low scoring, I think we've got to roll India for under 300 and then, you know, do the job properly in the second set of innings.
Badgers are furry creatures. 85% of women badgers think bad grooming is a major turn-off. 80% of women badgers think men should trim below the belt. 89% of men think good grooming is essential to their professional success. Don't just dismiss it out of hand. Get on there, manscaped.com. Check out their great range of male grooming accessories. Hygiene, appearance, attractiveness, confidence. Simply go to manscaped.com, quote the discount code BADGER. You get 20% off, you get free shipping, and you get some seriously quality equipment. Manscaped.com. Together, we save balls.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
How do you see that total, Naman, from an Indian side of things? Would you have taken 246 at the start, or were you disappointed in the end that England got up to 246?
It should have been more. Also, with India's batting, Akshar coming in at 9, I feel that 350, 400 should have been on the cards, and it wasn't that much rank turner. I feel if Stokes and Root can apply themselves, even the rest could have been. But I feel they are 100, 150 runs short. So I feel with India's long batting lineup, we should be good enough to score 450 plus. And within a session, we have won 19 for one. So I feel they are 100, 150 runs short.
You know me, I love Rohit Sharma. But I thought he lost the plot a little bit when Ben Stokes was baz-balling him, for want of a better phrase, at the end. I kind of always have my doubts when you have everybody back on the fence in a test at the end, because you can, both wickets are worthwhile. But he was basically saying to Ben Stokes, you can have as much of this strike as you want. If you can beat this field in the first sort of four balls, hit a boundary. But we're going to keep the field right back for balls five and six, and you can basically take your single at leisure. That didn't make a lot of sense to me. It didn't actually really cost Rohit much. But if he's going to do that all the way through the series, then somebody might actually really take him to the cleaners, I think.
Yeah, to be honest, even I am not a big fan of defensive field, especially in test when opposition is still under 300 and with so many wickets down. Not only Rohit Sharma, I have observed this captaincy from everyone, like in today's Gen Z generation. Like once a team is 200, 250 plus, they are, all the fielders are on the defensive end. So I was also, to be honest, surprised because most of the fielders were on the outside 30 yards and they were stopping boundaries and not the singles. Stokes could have approached, chosen alternative approach to go for twos and threes and not go for glory shots. But sadly, he ran out of partners. But yes, I was surprised with that captaincy of Rohit going too much defensive.
Hartley, we mentioned with the bat. Hartley with the ball was a bit of a rabbit in the headlights at the start of the innings, Neil. I know our man from Lancashire on the chat, Mark, was saying he's not even the best spinner at Lancashire, but Jaisfell really took him down at the start. Ben Stokes persevered with him, though, and I thought towards the end of it, because I was fearing for him, I thought Kerrigan 2.0, but towards the end of it, he was showing a little bit of resilience. He kind of gritted his teeth and came through it. He's got a bit about him, hasn't he, potentially?
I think it's too early to say on that. I thought the...
I just mean mentally. I don't mean talent-wise. He's obviously got... Yeah, because some people would have wilted into that kind of start.
I'm not saying he's pulled it back completely. Jaiswal was still taking him down at the end. I think the smarter thing would have been to take him off, let him get his head straight, you know, have a word with him overnight and say, look, this can happen to anyone, and you can come back. Just look at Jack Leach last tour.
Yeah.
Rather than just leave him out there to sink or swim.
Is there a plan B though, Neil? I'm not sure he had any option.
This was the thing, like we spoke about on the preview. There isn't any plan B. You've got a very fast but fragile pacer. You've got Jack Leach and you've got two very, very inexperienced bowlers.
Rian Ahmed didn't really show any signs of being less, more economical rather when he came on, did he? And Mark Wood, we talked about him last night, about him having an imaginary horse because he doesn't like fielding. He's bowled two overs and is going to field a long time in this test, isn't he? Can we finish with Jaisfell? Because he was the star, he was the shining light, wasn't he, towards the end? Yeah. Left-handed player, rags to riches story in the towards the IPL and then into Indian colours. It's a story that kind of movies are made of now, man, isn't it? He's a breath of fresh air that Indian top order allows Shubman to go to number three. But Jaisfell was brilliant tonight.
Yes, I am a big fan of his batting, to be honest, and he plays with some authority. Those are measured shots and not just, he's just whacking it bad. And like, he was superb in the IPL also. And yes, he had scored 20, 25 runs in just recent test in Africa. But to be honest, in India, he'll be brutal. This is just the first inning and I'm expecting a lot of runs from him. He's the upcoming great player. So yes, he was just too good. I feel that England is missing an off spinner, to be honest, someone like Moeen Ali against the left handers.
Don't bring that up, no man. he's flying in now, I think. Neil, Jaisfell's brilliant, isn't he? I mean, we've talked about him a lot on the IPL programs and what have you, but he's somebody who I just think is just glorious.
The story is full-on Dick Whittington stuff. But, you know, just putting that aside, we know him from the IPL, but he's absolutely torn it up in Ranji Trophy. I think he's the youngest guy ever to get a List A double as well.
I was going to say he can play the long game as well. You know, he's not just a hitter, is he? He can play the long game too.
He's got huge numbers in, you know, in a team with sort of major stars. I think Rahane, Sarfraz, Sky,
all in that team.
Yeah. So he's earned his way into that team, and it's not just off the IPL stuff. I think he's amazing. There are going to be questions when he gets tested outside of India. So far, he's played in South Africa, where pitches are extreme in the other way from Indian, towards seam. I thought he did really well in the second innings of the second test, where he basically broke the back of that chase in the blink of an eye. Tour of the West Indies, it's hard to say because they tend to have low, slow pitches, which are very subcontinental in fashion. So I'll be interested to see how he goes in the other saner countries. But he's doing everything right so far, apart from he appears unable to grow a proper moustache. That may just be his age.
He wouldn't have made a 1920s cricketer then, would he, with the handlebar moustache?
Yeah.
I'm going to give the last word of this podcast to Phil. Phil, I'm going to let you walk into that England dressing room. What are you actually saying to them tonight? How do they come back tomorrow?
Well, there is no plan B, so it's a case of lifting them. There's no change of tactics. I think that I would go into that room and I'd be pointing out that the batsmen have largely got starts, and there were points where I worried we would even get those. So the fact that we can start means that we're able to handle certainly their seam attack, and that we probably have to make some adjustments in relation to the way we deal with their spin attack. In terms of the bowling, the kids are just going to have to be told to go out there and, do what's brought them to this point, because today, I think you have to be honest with him, it wasn't good enough. I can't believe that Hartley has bowled to that standard to get him to here. That's not what he must have more in him. And I hear what you say about...
there's a reason that Lancashire have signed Nathan Lyon, isn't there? Because they don't...
Yeah, but most counties would sign Nathan Lyon if they could, couldn't they? Apart from Essex, obviously.
Yeah, but if you were going to invest in your overseas, you would invest in an area you thought you were weak rather than strong, wouldn't you?
It depends. I think if a player like him becomes available, look, he wasn't on my radar. He's had a bad morning. He was better to the right-handers than obviously the left. I think if we divided his stats up between left and right-handers, he'd probably look all right against the right-handers. The lefty will never have an easier session of test cricket than he's had today. So I hear what the guys say about how good he is. For someone who's not really familiar with him, it's hard to judge him on that. Because
trouble is, isn't there, if you have somebody that's incredibly talented and you give him an easy session, you finish up with 119 for one on the board and very much in charge of the test, eh?
Absolutely. But those kids, and when I say the kids, I'm talking about Ahmed and Hartley rather than, they've got to start fresh, wipe yesterday off. Hilton says that Hartley is a strong mental character. He's clearly brought in to go with the new ball because of his height and bounce. Spinners picked for not on the basis that they can spin genuinely makes my head wobble. But it's a case of, trying to lift them, give them that confidence. And, there were, if you look at Hartley's bowling to right-handers and the recovery, he was going 11, 12 and over for his first three overs. I'm not sure what he was at the end, because obviously I've been dipping in and out of it. But he did recover and he did hit a length. He started to land.
Seven and over by the end.
So that's quite a drag back. Those last few overs, the last three overs, were much better, and I'd be concentrating on those. And I really feel that England's main issue today, apart from not spinning it enough, that is also that they've got to hit their lengths better. Because if you are going to bowl short, it doesn't matter whether you're India's number one or India's number eight, you're going to tonk it. If you pitch some of those lengths that Hartley was hitting, it's lengths that have got to be sorted out more than anything else. They hit the lengths, at least they'll contain.
Yeah, there's a lot of long hops in there from Hartley today, wasn't there? And Jasfield just able to rock back and smack it through mid-wicket for four. So we'll see
he could never have envisaged a morning like today.
Just to cut in, Neil and Naman. I said to Phil, was saying, I've only got 20 minutes, so I'm going to keep this short. I've been trying to wind this up, and Phil's the one that keeps talking.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll end on that note. good to see you, Naman. Good to see you, Neil. Good to see you, Phil. We'll be back again tomorrow after day two. But will it have finished? you never know the way England are going. One of our guys on the WhatsApp group was saying England have maybe played well enough to get this to session number 9. So he thinks it might go 3 days now. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Anyway, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Thanks, chaps, and take care out there, everybody.
Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.